Let me just say, first of all, overall, what we're doing here for the province of Ontario is protecting people as we are still in the throes of this pandemic, although moving closer to what we hope can be an end through the vaccinations. There's still a lot more work to be done. So protecting long-term care, investing in hospitals, supporting municipalities, obviously, and providing financial relief for businesses continue to thematically be the key parts overall that affect us all in Ontario. But with respect to Northwestern Ontario, look, I'm terrifically pleased with this budget. The words tourism, hospitality, fishing, and hunting camps are mentioned throughout it. These are groups that have struggled enormously, as has a number of small businesses. So the relief package for tourism and hospitality small business grants is $100 million. So the folks, you know, wondering about the $8 million that Manitoba announced, that pales in comparison to what we are doing. So we've made that application process simpler and more tailored to them, focusing on resource-based tourism, offering an additional $1.3 million for another year of relief for those seasonal hunting and fishing camps, some fee relief, tourist recovery program to support anchor tourism businesses, and an opportunity to encourage Ontarians to vacation locally here in Northwestern Ontario through a significant tax credit. Now, I know these aren't all the pieces that many of the operators are looking for, but they're significant ones, and we do believe that we have a potentially new client base out there until or unless some of the American tourists can come back. I'm also very pleased with the regional investment in tax credits for local communities. Junior exploration assistance, this is really happening right now with critical minerals. And, of course, our ongoing small business support grants and the like.
More money for broadband, also big.
Big investment for broadband. Obviously, this is one of the things that coming out of the pandemic, was loud and clear, I think, to all levels of government, to every person working from home, to everybody in a neighborhood. You thought you had a decent broadband until everybody was at home and on it. So one of the things that we want to do is make a big investment that levels the playing field for everybody in the province of Ontario. We don't want to do this by ad hocery. So this is the kind of investment, the scale of investment that I think will be noticed out here in Northwestern Ontario in particular.
Of course, with every budget, critics come out swinging. A lot of people saying that doesn't go far enough. Concerns about education cuts. How do you respond to that?
I don't see any education cuts in here, but I've never been involved in a budget, certainly provincially, where those kinds of criticisms are alive. They'd have to take me to that page to support it. Look, our economy. The health of the people of Ontario and our economy are paramount. We have made significant increases in education, special needs, the cost of child care. That's one of the enhancements that's in this budget as well. We think families are prioritized here at or near the top. Frankly, this is a spend budget. There's nothing in here that suggests that we're scaling back in any area. So, obviously, we have confidence in Ontario's economy to do better as we emerge from COVID. But I think the right thing to do is to make those targeted key investments, significant in scope and in amount, and make sure we come out of this feeling the right way.